on this great Palm Sunday. I'm sorry we're not all together. I miss everybody. But if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Zechariah chapter 9. And I want to thank everyone for bringing in the food and toiletries. Right now, we're good on supplies, but I'll keep you informed of any more needs. And also, thank you for sending in your offerings to the church. It's greatly appreciated. Help meet every need here. I know that coming up on Good Friday at noon, we're going to take communion together as a church. So if you would, just go out and buy some juice and bread, and we'll take that together at noon on Good Friday. And let you know that Easter Sunday, obviously, is the following week at 10 a.m. The message will go live there, so it'll be a great time. Well, let's open it in prayer, church. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you're with us. We come against this virus in Jesus' name. Lord, we speak healing over our families, not one sick among us. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, you'll work in the hearts of the people. Lord, that revival will break through in this land. Lord, those that are away from you will return. And truly, Lord God, a harvest of souls. Lord, we trust in you, Lord God, and you're able to deliver. So, Father, we pray for protection over each family. Lord, meet every need according to your riches and glory. Father, those that are displaced in work during this time, Lord, that gainful employment will be their portion. Lord, help each one, Lord God, as we turn to you. And Lord, as a nation, Lord, we humble ourselves. We need you, Almighty God. Father, we pray you'll search each heart. And Lord Jesus, truly be glorified in your mighty name. Amen. Well, if you would turn to Zechariah chapter 9, we're going to start with verse 9 this morning, then we'll make it to Matthew 21 here. For this Palm Sunday, the real purpose was Jesus coming to Jerusalem was to make a public confession that he was the Messiah, the King of Israel, in fulfillment with the Old Testament prophecy. In Zechariah 9:9 says this, "Greatly rejoice, O daughters of Zion, O daughters of Jerusalem, behold, your king comes. He is just, having salvation, lowly, riding upon a donkey." Truthfully, Palm Sunday reminds us of God's plan of redemption. That in Isaiah 59, verse 2, "Your iniquities have separated you from your God, and his sins, his face is hid." Truly, Jesus has came. We're separate from God, but the solution is Christ died for us. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, "But God commended his love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." In Acts 3, verse 19, "Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, that when the times of the refreshing of the Lord may come from his presence." In John 1, verse 12, "As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them who believe on his name." Number two, if you're taking notes, Palm Sunday reminds us that he is our king. And you look at Zechariah 9:9, notice it says, "Behold, thy king comes." Truly, he is the king. In Revelation 1, verse 5, it says this, "And from Jesus Christ, who's the faithful witness, the first begotten from the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth." In Revelation 17, verse 14, "And they shall make war with the Lamb, but the Lamb shall overcome him, because he is King of kings and Lord of lords." When I look at Jesus, he is an awesome God. In Deuteronomy 10, verse 17, "For the Lord your God is the God of gods and the Lord of hosts." When I look at Jesus, truly he's blessed forever, in 1 Timothy 6, verse 14. Today we need to lift him up in all that we do. There's so much going on today that we can glorify our God. We can bring a shout of praise. If you go for a walk with your family, glorify him. Maybe there's a place where you can pray at home to get away for a moment. That prayer closet, glorify him. It's truly from Scripture, it says, "If he be lifted up, he will draw all men to himself." Number three, if you're taking notes, Palm Sunday reminds us it's a time to listen and follow instruction. Now, if you would, turn to Matthew chapter 21. This portion of Scripture is where Jesus is going to be riding into the town. And there's some great points in here that I really feel Palm Sunday needs to be. In Matthew 21, In verse 2, he says, I want you to go over to the village against you, and straightway you'll find a donkey tied up. Loose him and bring him to me. And if any man says unto you, what are you doing? The Lord has need of him. Send him, and they'll straightway send you away. Today, more than ever, we need to listen and follow instructions for our families, for this world, even for those around us. That if we listen to the Lord, he'll lead us and guide us into all truth. And truly, he'll meet the needs. Now, can you imagine he's sending these gentlemen out to people that he haven't met? And he's going to ask for a provision. And if they said, hey, what are you doing? He said, the Lord has need. And it's amazing that he is all you need. And when Jesus is behind it, every need will be met. Number 4, if you're taking notes, Palm Sunday reminds us to offer him something. Look at verse 8. It says, and they spread great, there was a great multitude. They spread their garments in a way. Others cut down branches from trees and wave them. I know for a fact some clothes gets expensive. But these people here just looked at him and saw that he was the king. He's coming into town. And they spread their garments in a way. They have something to offer. And today we have something to offer too. I believe, first of all, we need to offer a sacrifice of praise. And tell him how good he is. Offer that worship that he so deserves. Then the temporal stuff, let that follow. Number 5, Palm Sunday reminds us to receive him with humble enthusiasm. More than ever today, look at verse 9. And the multitudes that were before him cried, Hosanna, son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna means save now. In Psalm 118, verse 26, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of our God. We need to cry out Hosanna today. On this Palm Sunday, call out to him, Hosanna, save now. Like many of you, I still have family members that need to get saved. I'm crying out, oh God, search their hearts. It's amazing that truly one thing can set a whole nation. One virus can bring down a country and affect the whole world. You can see how fragile it is in the flesh. But we can call out to our God. They're calling out a shout. And I believe a shout of praise, a song of worship, can break many chains. And today more than ever, we need to see the chains broken. Like many of you, I'm coming against this virus on a daily basis. The power of agreement to see it move away. And nothing's too hard for the Lord our God. Number 6, Palm Sunday reminds us that the world still has questions about him. Look at verse 10, Matthew 21, 10. And when he has come to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, and he said, who is this? Like many today, some hearts are being searched. I've heard some people had prayer at their work that they've never had prayer before at their work. Some people are asking questions. Well, we have answers. And in verse 11, it says this, and the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth. We also need to bring them an answer of hope today, that God is in control, that truly the prophet from Nazareth is arisen. He is lifted up, and he has what we need today. Number 7, Palm Sunday reminds us that Jesus still goes to church. He still goes to church. Now, church, I miss everybody. It's tough to look at an empty room with a bunch of chairs stacked up, but I know this is just for a temporal time, and I really want to have a celebration. When we get back together, we need to have a church party. I think that'd be fun. In Matthew 21, verse 12, and notice it says, and Jesus went into the temple of God, and he cast out those who sold. He threw over their money changers' tables. And those who sold doves. In verse 13, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves. Notice Jesus still goes to church. For those that don't like going to a building, Jesus still shows up here. Notice he went to the temple. Now I know that we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. I understand all that. But there's something about corporate worship. There's something about gathering together. As Jesus said, in the last days, many would forsake that. I'm really praying that this time people will say, hey, I need to get back into the house of God. Because notice, Jesus went into the temple. He went into that house. And notice in verse 13, he calls it his house. There's something about when we call it his house and just not a church or a building. It's his house. It's a place where we can gather together and the Holy Spirit can come and minister. Notice when he came in there, he was cleaning house. Like many today, you're doing a lot of home. Maybe there's a lot of projects being done. Maybe you've done some cleaning in areas you didn't have time to do before. Cleaning it is a good thing. How much more the house of God? I believe truly during this time, there's some cleansing going on in hearts and lives. That Jesus still goes to church. He's in us. And he'll also show up when we gather together. Number 8. Palm Sunday reminds us that religious people still gets upset at him. Look at verse 15. And when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple, saying, "Hosanna, the son of David," they were sore displeased. Notice the wonderful things. They saw what he was doing. The people were crying out, and the religious people got so upset. It's going to be that way truly even today. There are some people who will just get angry at the things of God. That's all right. Just pray for them. The Lord can change a heart. But the enemy doesn't like anything the Lord does, especially when people begin to cry out and call on his name. But we need to do that. There's not only a physical battle going on, there's a spiritual battle going on for the lives of people. And we need to stand strong as a church. We need to pray for one another and encourage one another. I've heard some great testimonies already of people calling others and just checking on them for no reason, just to bless. Continue to do that, church. That every person, I don't want one person to feel left out during this time. I don't want one person to be missed, that no one got a hold of them. Go out of your way. Call somebody. Send somebody a message. Let them know they're appreciated, that soon this will be over, that we'll be able to gather again and worship in his name. And number 9, finally here. Palm Sunday reminds us to be committed to him. In Matthew 21, verse 16, it says, "Do you hear what they say?" And Jesus said, "Yes, I've heard. But have you never read, 'Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you perfected praise'?" We need to be committed to him. We need to cry out, "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." As we serve him on this Palm Sunday, let's keep our faith Christ-centered. Not self-centered, Christ-centered. Secondly here, let's keep our faith on a relationship-driven purpose. That it's not out of duty, it's out of relationship. And third thing here is, don't be swayed or blocked in your faith. No personal trials, no crisis. Never let that just take your faith away, but be strengthened through this. That I truly believe that we come through this, we'll be stronger. We'll see what we've overcome. But I want to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. That's our strength. Everything else is sinking sand. Upon Christ the solid rock I stand. Church, we need to do also. As we close this service today, I want to say to you all, we love you, the board, the pastors. We love you, church. We miss everybody dearly, and we can't wait to be together serving you. Don't forget, this Friday, Good Friday, at noon, we'll be taking communion together as a church. Then Easter Sunday at 10 o'clock, I'll have a special message at that time. So please stay tuned for that. You're always welcome to call. If any needs arise, please let us know. We do have some goods here. We're willing to distribute that, whatever is needed, that together we can meet every need according to his riches and glory. Let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just curse this virus. Lord, we ask you to dry it up and blow it away. Lord God, for America, Lord, that will turn to you again. Lord, those that are away from you, Lord God, will begin to look up. Holy Spirit, begin to bring a touch upon each family member. In the name of Jesus, Lord, do a supernatural work. Lord, upon Lighthouse family, Lord Jesus, bind us together stronger than ever. Lord Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to sovereignly move, and we thank you, Lord God, that you hear an answer. That, Lord, you're not surprised by any of this. But God, we're going to walk with you through these trial times, that God, you'll see us through. Lord, bless your people, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.